That's another lesson. Well, yeah, wasn't it? What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
A purse.
That too. All right, what does a woman wear around her wrist?
Well, she wear a wristwatch, a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call these?
A necklace.
That's quite true. And usually, have they always been called necklaces? Have you ever called them anything else? Maybe when you were a girl or after, even later than that. If they were strung up, you know. A lot of little things strung up. Well,
I can just recall right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it went around the neck, it certainly was a necklace, wasn't it, as such. All right. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Well, they used to wear a thing that they call galluses.
Mm-hmm. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on the bed, that fancy top cover? What is that called?
A bedspread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
All right. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Well, yes, they have something that they call a bolster that you could put on the bed and make the bed for the bed. But when I was a child, they used to have what they called pillow shams, and they had those high wooden beds. And this pillow sham would come off the pillows and come down, and they would be starched and embroidered of all kind of colors. It was real beautiful to me at that time.
I'm sure it was. What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover cloth or materials?
A quilt.
You know, I have seen some beautiful quilts. Have you ever made one?
Yes, I have. And you know, nowadays, you can get $450 for a quilt. I mean, when it's really fixed up.
I'm sure you can. But a long time ago, when you were a girl, for example, if you sold them, about what did you get for them then? About how much?
I believe it was $2. Quilted and everything.
$2. Times certainly have changed, haven't they? What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
When I was a child, they called it a little trundle bed. They would push it in and out under the bed. But now we call it a little do-away bed.
But that's true. I mean, suppose they just take some blankets or something and make a bed on the floor. What do you call that?
A pallet.
Very much so, isn't it? All right. We expect a big crop from the field because the soil is very
rich.
Right? Is there any other thing that you might call it? If it's rich soil, sometimes we say it's... if you need some to put in your flowers, for example, you need some... What kind of soil?
Some soil that is fertilized.
All right. The flat lowland along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later. What do we call that kind of land? It's lowland. No, it's not on
the bottom.
So the